This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What a Big 12 championship game for the Arizona State Sun Devils. My goodness, cheers to you guys. I'm going to let one rip here as we put a bow on the Big 12 football season. Well done. Excellent job. And a cheers to Arizona State going from 3-9 last year to 10-2 this year, to becoming Big 12 conference champs their first year in the league after being picked 16th in the preseason media poll. That shows you how much dopes like us really know about the Big 12 and just college football in general. My goodness, what a great story. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12. We appreciate you guys being here, as always, as a part of the show. If you are new or if you're back but don't realize you're not subscribed, please subscribe to the channel on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple, and hit that thumbs up right now on the video as we have one of our great shows planned for you. The Big 12 Championship is in the books, and it's Arizona State smoking Iowa State 45-19. And what more can you say than two words? Cam Scataboo. My gosh. You look at this guy and what he did in this game on Saturday. One of the reasons I picked Arizona State to win the game and to cover the spread was because of him. I didn't think that Iowa State's run defense was going to be able to slow him down. But I did not expect 140-plus rushing yards in the first half, two touchdowns, and two of the great runs that you are ever going to see in a moment of this size. And that's what that was on Saturday afternoon. Between those two big runs, one came early in the second quarter when it was a 10-10 game. The later one came with about 140 left in the first half. Arizona State's up 17-10. And Scataboo has these two monster runs of 40 to 50 yards. And he must have broken a dozen tackles between both runs. That's how impressive this was. If you haven't seen the highlights, and many of you have, but if you haven't, go watch these two runs. They are two of the best runs you will see in all of college football this season, and it came from the same guy in the same quarter against an Iowa State run defense that was an Achilles heel of this team all season long, but was, frankly, extra disappointing on Saturday, giving up 245 yards on the ground to Cam Scataboo and the Sun Devils' rushing attack. They had absolutely no answer. Now, I thought the fast track would benefit Arizona State, but Iowa State was going to have to respond with their wide receiving core, with those big bodies on the outside, Nolan Higgins, and they really didn't do it. They did not get the job done. They didn't have bad games, but they weren't able to keep pace once Scataboo got this running game going. And frankly, Arizona State was the tougher team. They were the more physical team, the more dominant team in basically every facet, and just the better team. Better scheme, better coaching, better everything on Saturday. Kenning Dillingham is 34 years old. He's at his alma mater, and he is going to the college football playoff after a 3-9 season. It is a tremendous story that even though it's getting more attention across the college football landscape, it still is not getting enough attention. That's how good this guy has been. That's how impressive this season has been for the Sun Devils. But it really felt like this game turned when it was 10-10 and Scataboo had that massive run that set up their second touchdown of the game to make it 17-10. I know it was still a one-score game at that point, but man, in that moment, that massive run, 47 yards, a couple of plays later, Scataboo's in the end zone from 3 yards out. You're like, okay, if they keep doing that, this game is going to be over fast. And then on the next drive, Iowa State missed a field goal. Now, I know what a lot of you are saying. You're looking at that drive, and you're saying pass interference down the right sideline. I think it was intended for Carson Brown down the right sideline. And there was no pass interference called, which would have kept that drive alive. I get it. Was it pass interference? I believe it was. Is there a guarantee Iowa State scores a touchdown? No, because it's not the NFL. It's not a spot foul. So they would have gotten closer. There's no guarantee they would have put the ball in the end zone. But I get it. If you're an Iowa State fan, that pass interference call or lack thereof nags you there because it probably was PI. The ball was more catchable than it appeared when you look at the replay. Some of you saying it's offensive PI. Come on now, it's not. But does anybody watch this game on Saturday and say that, well, we were a PI away from winning the game? We're having this thing be competitive? Because if that's the case, you're kidding yourself. Like, in the moment, it seemed like a massive play, right? But then sometimes as the game goes on, you're like, yeah, okay. I mean, yeah, it would have been nice. But let's be honest, that was not going to change the outcome of this game in any meaningful way. It wasn't. And, of course, you look at how the game played out from there. Well, you had the touchdown late in the first half for Arizona State. At that point, it's 24-10. That was also set up by the Scataboo 53-yard scamper to start that drive. And listen, second half, Iowa State starts off with a fumble. Arizona State's defense was hitting harder than Iowa State's defense was. And it wasn't even close. Abu Sama just had that ball poked right out from him. That leads to an Arizona State touchdown. Very next drive, what happens? Tip pass, interception. That leads to another Arizona State touchdown. At that point, it's 38-10. So, all in all, and by the way, Xavier had some great touchdown grabs for Arizona State. A game or a part of the game that's going to be overlooked is the Arizona State wide receiving core that a lot of us said, hey, no Jordan Tyson, leading wide receiver by a mile. What does that mean for the passing game? Is Iowa State just going to load up the box and basically say, all right, Sam Levitt, beat us with your arm. We're not going to let Cam Scataboo beat us. Well, the Iowa State receiving corps did a pretty good job. Overall, you look at these guys and you say to yourself, okay, you had a big catch from McLean. Stovall had a couple of big catches as well. A guy stepped up. Guys who have been around the program for a while in some cases stepped up without Jordan Tyson. And that is really encouraging to see. Now, I don't know if Jordan Tyson's going to be back for the college football playoff, but all in all, it was a really solid showing from a unit that maybe if you're a diehard Arizona State fan, you said, hey, I've got confidence in these guys, but did you really? Did you really think that this unit was going to be able to make up for the loss of Jordan Tyson and step up in the biggest game of the year? And they did. And the defense stepped up in a huge way as well. Antoine saying he's done for the year. No, I thought I had heard that, but then during the broadcast, they said he's out indefinitely, so it doesn't look like he's coming back anytime soon, but you've got to feel like that unit is not as, oh, shall we say, shallow as maybe you thought it was going into the game. But everything ran through Cam Scataboo on Saturday, and it was just one of the most impressive performances I've seen in a Big 12 championship game from start to finish. And the defense for Arizona State's going to get overlooked because of Scataboo and Leavitt in the offense, but the defense was really, really good. Interception, fumble forced, fumble recovery, held Iowa State's rushing game in relative check. I mean, no one really had a great day on the ground for Iowa State. Hansen, average. I mean, nobody had a run more than 16 yards for Iowa State. They didn't break one big play. The longest play of the game was a 25-yard pass to Higgins and a 25-yard pass to Knoll, and one of those came in total garbage time on that final touchdown drive for Iowa State that was meaningless. So they kept everything in front of them, and they were completely able to lock down what was a pretty good Iowa State offense all year, led by Rocco Becht. And man, Rocco Becht took a big pop in that game in the second half. And that is going to be something to watch, by the way. That's going to be something that, unfortunately, is going to cost Arizona State in the college football playoff. Shamari Simmons crushed Rocco Becht on a third down stop. Now, did I think it was targeting? Listen, I get the way the game is played today. I get the way the game is called today. I thought it was just a hard football hit. I didn't think it was crown of the helmet, targeting. Was it a big pop? Yes. But knowing the implications in that moment of that hit, where he will now miss the first half of the college football playoff game, am I calling that targeting there? I thought it was enough of a 50-50 call that you don't call it. That's what I would have done if I was the head referee in that spot, especially since they reviewed it. No, I'm not saying that, you know, maybe you guys are arguing with each other right now on the YouTube live channel, but someone just commented, that's what a devil would say. No. Trust me, I've been getting flack from some Arizona State fans all season saying I'm not respecting them enough. But I just thought in that moment, clean hit, hard hit, but clean hit by Shamari Simmons. And now it will be a tough, tough loss in the first round of the college football playoff, where he will not be able to play in the first half against whoever Arizona State ends up drawing. Now, of course, the next question here is what happens with Arizona State and the college football playoff committee coming up on Sunday.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12 Conference. We appreciate you being here as a part of the show. Hit the thumbs up on the video. Thank you for doing that as always. And of course, make sure you are subscribed to this channel. So Arizona State should absolutely get a bye in the college football playoff. Whether or not you like the rules where conference championships lead to byes, that is very much debatable. I even don't like it, even if it benefits the Big 12 this year. Like, the Big 12 may benefit from having this setup where conference champions get byes. It's looking worse as time goes on in terms of how the playoff committee structured this thing. Instead of saying who are the top four teams, give them a bye, doing it based on conference championships, I admit, is not great, even though it's going to benefit the Big 12 this year. But the Big 12 and Arizona State should get one of those four byes. With the way they dominated on Saturday against Iowa State, basically two top 15 teams playing for all the marbles, Arizona State dominated. And Kenny Dillingham said it very well after the game. If you watch Dillingham's interview with ESPN or ABC right after the game, what did he say? In case you missed it, I will read you the quote from Kenny Dillingham that to me matters here. Kenny Dillingham said, quote, "Last year they kept Florida State out because their quarterback didn't play. We're 11-1 with our quarterback and we're Big 12 champs. I think we should be treated like an 11-win team." That is from Kenny Dillingham, and you know what? He's right. You really think they're losing to Cincinnati with Sam Levitt? I watched a lot of Big 12. I would argue maybe more Big 12 football than just about anybody outside of those folks on our own staff. You know, Derek Duke and Joe Tillery and the rest of the crew here at Heartland College Sports, Brian Clinton and Matthew Postens. But we watch as much football as anybody. Sam Levitt is not losing to Cincinnati. They were playing a backup quarterback. Cincinnati's a tough place to play on the road, especially when you got a backup quarterback. But I'm sorry, if Sam Levitt's there, they're not losing that game. So he's arguing, treat us like an 11-win team. If whether or not your quarterback is playing matters, then guess what? We're an 11-win team. And look at us as an 11-1 team, rather than just being a 10-2, now 11-2 team, is Kenny Dillingham's point. And you know what? He's right. And Boise State beating UNLV on Friday night, that's great. But guess what? If the committee is going to keep to its own principles, well, guess what? The strength of schedule, that's number one. And I'm sorry, but as Brett Yormark laid out earlier in the week, it's not even close when you talk about the Big 12 versus the Mountain West. Okay? The Big 12 is dealing with teams that are far superior to anybody in the Mountain West. Outside of maybe UNLV and maybe Boise State. But if I saw this right, the fourth place team in the Mountain West finished 6-6. The fourth place team in the Big 12 finished 9-3. That would be Colorado at the Power 4 level. So please spare me the whole, well, Boise State. There is no reason, unless you're going to just continue to reward people for close losses from months ago, there is absolutely no reason to give Boise State a bye over Arizona State. None whatsoever. Unless the committee is so corrupt that it's going for specific matchups that they want to make sure benefit whatever it is the outcome is they're trying to achieve. Which I wouldn't put it past them because the whole committee has become a total sham with absolutely no standards and a moving target every single year. Now, the question should be this. Should Arizona State jump the ACC champion for a first-round bye? There's a case to make there. There is. If SMU beats Clemson tonight, unless it's some kind of a blowout, well, can we not forget that SMU lost at home to BYU, who did not make the Big 12 championship game? Are we suddenly going to forget that? Is that going to be one of those inconvenient facts that we just let slide, that we don't talk about because it might not fit a certain narrative? I hate to look at it like that, but you tell me why that's not a reasonable conversation to have. You tell me why that's not something that we should be looking at and saying, okay, why would SMU be ranked ahead of Arizona State? Huh? Arizona State's strength of schedule is technically better. They will have, unless SMU really hands it to Clemson, a more impressive win in the conference championship game. I mean, what's the case to make? Please, make it for me. Committee's supposed to worry about things like that, right? Head-to-head, common opponents. You know, what about things like strength of schedule that they claim is top of their list? Arizona State has a win over BYU. BYU beat SMU. Those are the kind of data points that the committee claims on its own website. Go to the website for the College Football Playoff Committee. Look at their protocol. I'm going to read it to you here real quick so you have it. Strength of schedule, number one. Head-to-head competition, number two, that's irrelevant. Comparative outcomes of common opponents without incenting margin of victory. Common opponents, SMU and Arizona State has that in BYU. Arizona State won. SMU lost. What other possible factor is there? The last thing that the committee says it uses, other relevant factors, unavailability of key players and coaches that may have affected the team's performance during the season. Well, there you go. Sam Levitt. If you take Sam Levitt or you put him in that Cincinnati game, then are they a one-loss team? And what does that mean when you compare SMU to Arizona State based on all the other factors that I just listed? Arizona State should get the bye or get the number three seed over SMU if SMU wins. And they should get it over Clemson if Clemson wins. I don't know if this conversation is going to be had Saturday night into Sunday morning for the College Football Playoff Committee selection show because they have such a hard-on for just trying to get as many SEC teams in as they can. All the focus is going to be on Alabama. Everyone's going to talk about why Alabama should be in or why they shouldn't be in. But from a Big 12 perspective, this is the conversation right here. What we are talking about right here with you is the conversation that matters if the playoff committee is keeping true to its word, if it's actually doing things and talking about things and analyzing teams based on what matters, what they claim matters. I don't know if they're going to do it or not. I don't. I hope they will. I genuinely hope they will do the right thing. But I have lost so much respect and confidence. Really, I never had any. As someone who's been following this thing since year one, and Baylor and TCU both got hosed in year one, I've really never had any respect or any kind of expectation for what the committee's going to do. So if you're new to the show, if you're maybe a former Pac-12 school and fan and you're new to us here in the Big 12, just know for the 10 years I've been doing this show, I've been killing this committee because of its inconsistencies, the way they make up the rules as they go along each and every year. There is turnover on the playoff committee selection board. There's new chairman every couple of years. And every couple of years, frankly, every year, the standards change for what matters. Despite the fact that the website that they put you to and put you on for their protocol has really not changed. So we'll have to see how this all plays out. But it is going to be a very interesting next 24 hours or so. I'm Pete Mundo on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Thank you guys for being here as always as a part of the show. Make sure that you are subscribed. Let's get to some of your comments here. Big Lyman 34 says, I truly believe ESPN set up the Big 12 championship game to be at 11 a.m. to minimize the committee from watching the game so they can continue to push the SEC narrative. Disagree there. Listen, you know I will never give SEC ESPN the benefit of the doubt. But we now know the 11 a.m. slot is actually a highly coveted slot. Fox made it a big deal. And Fox started beating ESPN in some of the 11 a.m. kickoff times by putting really good games at 11 a.m. I don't mind it. I would actually rather be at 11 a.m. than have that 7, 8 o'clock game that the ACC has. I think there's value in being the first game, standalone game, and just owning that time slot. Now, there was another, I think, I don't know what it was, Miami, Ohio was playing, something like that. But I don't think that that is, now, we know why the SEC is where it is, right? But I don't think this is the case in terms of the Big 12 being at 11 a.m. Central Time to somehow screw the Big 12, because this is how these games were stacked when the SEC was on CBS for the last bunch of years. And since the Big 12 championship game came back in 2017, it's been in this 11 a.m. time slot. Here's what I wonder, though, and this was put out to me from some of you guys who were at the game. I guess the crowd wasn't very good. And I'm not blaming anybody for that. I mean, it's a massive stadium. Arizona State and Iowa State fans aren't exactly around the corner. But I just wonder how much of the conference championship games in general are going to lose their appeal. And I wrote about this at heartlandcollegesports.com over the weekend, and actually Friday night. And all the conference championship games had pretty low get-in prices. The ACC championship game, they are closing off the entire upper deck. They are going to tarp the entire upper deck. SEC get-in price was like $80. That was the highest. Big 12 was like 15. I guess I wonder if people are tapped out and those that aren't might save their money for a college football playoff game. You're taking a chance, but like if you're an Arizona State fan, right? And you're probably going to get a bye now. But if you weren't going to get a bye and you wanted to see your team in the first round, well, you'd have to travel to some road game. And then if you win that game, you got another game. Now you're getting a bye, but no matter what, you're going to go on the road to watch your team play because only the first round games are at home. If you get a bye, that's a quarterfinal game, and that's going to be, who knows where, Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl. It's going to be somewhere you got to travel to. So you might say, listen, I've only got so much disposable income here. I'm not going to go to the Big 12 championship game. I'm going to hope they win, and then I'm going to go to, hopefully, a college football playoff game. That's why I wonder if these conference championship games are going to fall by the wayside and, frankly, won't exist. And they'll take out the conference championship games. They'll expand the playoff to 16, and then they'll just do 1 versus 16 first-round games maybe this weekend. Friday night, Saturday game, something like that. I could see that happening because the juice feels lost in these conference championship games. And how do you pick a conference champion? You'll do it based off of tiebreakers. So in the Big 12, it would have been Arizona State this year. And you could still get two teams into a 16-team playoff, like Iowa State and Arizona State were both in the top 16. And you say, you know what, we're going to take 1 through 16 after the regular season, after Thanksgiving weekend, and we're going to start first-round playoff games the next weekend and just do it 1 versus 16, 2 versus 15. None of this first-round buys for conference championship game wins or anything like that. And it might actually work out better for the sport because it does feel like these conference championship games are losing their luster. The Big Ten championship get-in price for tonight is like $10 on StubHub to see Oregon play Penn State. And if you're an Oregon fan, why are you going to spend all that money to fly two-thirds of the way across the country when you know you're going to the college football playoff, right? You don't know if you're home, you don't know if you have a bye yet, but you know you're playing a college football playoff game if you're an Oregon fan. Why are you flying to Indianapolis to maybe see your team get a bye, right? You got to either have a lot of money where you can just throw it around and God bless you if you can, but most people don't. So you're going to pick and choose your spots. You're going to be like, you know what? I'm not going to fly from Eugene to Indianapolis for a game that really doesn't mean a whole lot for my team. When you're hoping that you're playing potentially three playoff games, all of which could require you to travel. So that's where I'm looking at this and I'm saying, you know what? Let's just pump the brakes. Let's see how the next season or two plays out. But it would not shock me if we are nearing the end of conference championship weekend in general. All right, you guys have a great rest of the day. I'm going to be back on Sunday breaking down the college football playoff. Make sure you are subscribed to the channel. We want to make sure you're back here for the Sunday show. All right? So thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the other games. Please come back on Sunday. Subscribe. Make sure you're on the podcast, Spotify, Apple, YouTube. Hit that thumbs up below the video, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Also, hop on over to the Heartland College Sports Forums. They are free. We don't ask anything from you. Just do those little things we want you to do. All right? Thank you, guys. Have a great day. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Go Big 12. We'll talk to you soon.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.